Jewish calendar and then discuss some Jewish holidays. So the Jewish calendar is, we know there's the solar calendar and the lunar calendar. The solar calendar is the one January, May, we're in May now. That has 365 days in a year. And the lunar calendar has 354 days in a year. So different societies, some follow the solar calendar, like, and others follow the lunar. Let's say, like, the Muslims follow a lunar calendar. I think the Chinese, the Orientals, so different people follow different calendars. So there's a 11-day difference in the calendar. So in Judaism, we combine both. We fundamentally follow the lunar calendar, but we also go with the solar. In other words, let me explain. Let's say Ramadan, which is a 30-day fast day. So what season of the year does it come in? So it comes in any season. It could come in the summer, winter. I think they prefer winter. Number one, it's easier to fast in the winter. It's not so hot and the day is much shorter. So, but whatever it happens, it happens. So it's not linked to any season. So, but in Judaism, let's say all the Jewish holidays are linked to season. So Passover has to happen in the spring. Another holiday has to happen in the fall. So therefore, what do? If we follow just the lunar calendar, which it says in the Bible, God showed Moses that we're going to follow the moon, the Jewish people are compared to the moon, then how do we celebrate our holidays in the right time? So what we have is we have a leap year. So what? How many days is a secular leap year?
29.
Yeah, very good. One day, February 29th. So in a secular leap year, it's one day. A Jewish leap year is 29 days. So we have a whole month. When we get a leap year, and it's already decided, I could just look in the book. So it happens seven times every 19 years. So a little less than every 3 years, we have a Jewish leap year. So therefore, it's set up that any time, that's why on the English calendar, on the secular calendar, we're going to have a different date every day. Like every year, the Jewish holiday would be on a different calendar date. But the Hebrew date's always going to be the same. But since we follow a lunar calendar, so therefore, it's going to vary on the English date. So therefore, so all of our Jewish holidays, so let's say, this is the last one we just had. So the English date is gonna be different, but this is the Hebrew date. So that's always gonna be, it's always gonna be on the sixth day of the Jewish month of Sivan. That's not changing, but the English date that's changing. That changes. So the English date really, it's not important what the English date is. It's just that it depends on the Hebrew calendar. So we combine both the solar and a lunar. Right? That's the holiday of Shavuos you're reading about. Yeah, we just that's when the Bible was given at Mount Sinai. But I'll explain that in a minute. So why do we combine? So why is in Jewish law, why do we combine solar and lunar? Like, why do we need both? This, if we only care about the, if we need the holiday and the seasons, we have to follow solar. But our tradition says you have to follow the lunar. So therefore, why do we need both? So they, because they represent two different things in life. Solar is the sun. So we know. There's even a song, Sunrise, Sunset. If you know where to look, you can see the sun rise and set every day.
Right.
So that's consistency, day in, day out. Everyone needs the basics of life. You need to eat, you need food, you need clothing, you need a roof over your head. Everyone needs a bit. So that's what the sun, the solar represents. However, we know if we do the same thing every day, life becomes boring. Mm-hmm. So therefore we need change. So the moon, try finding the moon at night. It's waxing bigger and smaller. It's always moving all over the place. So therefore that represents change. So we all have to find change. So therefore we could do the same thing, but we have to do it differently. Mm-hmm. Like I'll give an example. It's true for a nurse, but I'll give a teaching example since I'm a teacher. So let's say there's certain teachers that are teaching 25, 30, 40 years, and each year they're more excited than ever. Like it looks like it's the first year, and they've been teaching 40 years. And then other teachers, after a couple of days, couple of years, they're burnt out, like they already had enough. Mm-hmm. So there are many reasons, but one basic reason is because if you're teaching a subject, then okay, it gets boring. Like I know it already. How many times could I teach the same thing? 1 + 1 = 2. It gets boring teaching. So if you're teaching the subject matter, then you're going to burn out. But if you teach students, so then every student's different. Every student learns differently. You explain it a little differently. So therefore that, so the person feels new and refreshed. So that's so too, by that's what the moon. The moon is, it's to recreate. You see, whether, with nursing, you're always going to be taking care of patients or residents, but how you do it, every resident's different, every patient, even if you're doing a similar action, but if you have a different relationship with the resident, so then everything's going to be different. So that's why, same thing, whether it's any profession, if you do the same thing all the time, it could lead to burnout and like being bored. But if you realize we're not focusing on the act you're doing, but on the person, on the care you're receiving, so every person's different. So that's why we combine solar and lunar. On one hand, everyone needs stability in life, but we also need a break once in a while. We gotta go on a vacation, we gotta take a break, and we gotta do change. So therefore we need a combination of the solar and the lunar. So in terms of Jewish holidays, we had Passover. That's the Exodus from Egypt. That's about 7 weeks ago. And we just celebrated Shavuos 50 days later. So when we left Egypt, we received the Bible at Mount Sinai. That was the holiday we celebrated Friday and Saturday. And then the next holiday coming up in September or October, Sukkot, is when the Jewish people travel for 40 years in the desert. They didn't have food or water, so God supplied them with food, water, and a safe place to rest and sleep. So we remember, so we're going to build little huts outside during this time, and we eat the meals in order to remember about the 40 years that God took care of, the 40 years that God took care of us in the 40 years that God took care of us in the desert. So that's the three holidays. So Exodus from Egypt, receiving the Bible at Mount Sinai, and then we traveled in the desert for 40 years, so we thank God for that. And then, as well, we have, in September, we have the Jewish New Year. See, the secular New Year is January 1st. You could come in if you want. The secular New Year is January 1st, but in the Jewish New Year, it starts usually in the fall. And so we're in the year 2023, the secular year. In Judaism, we're in the year 5783. 5783 is the Jewish year. Like, where do we get that? What happened 57, 83 years ago. According to Jewish tradition, Adam and Eve were born. So that's why on the Jewish New Year, we have on the anniversary of the creation of the first man and woman, with Adam and Eve. So therefore, every year, God rethinks it. The Jewish New Year is Judgment Day. The whole world gets judged to see what kind of year you're going to have. So therefore, every Rosh Hashanah, every Jewish New Year, that's when it happens. So therefore, that's why we have it then, because that's when Adam and Eve were born. And as well, in Judaism, but you ask, what do you mean, 5,783? Scientists say the world could be millions or billions year old. So, because Judaism works with science, not against science, so how do we reconcile? So there are different approaches. One approach is that the sixth, well, when I say 5783 plus the 6 days of creation.
What is 5783?
That, when is it or what is it?
What is it?
That's the Jewish year we're in right now.
Oh.
You're in like 2023, we're in 5783. It's, you know, because we count, we have our tradition is that's when God created human beings. So therefore, we say 5783 plus the 6 days of creation. So there was no sun and moon so each day of creation could be a billion years. It wasn't a 24-hour day then. So therefore, it's no problem. You can find anything you want. We're saying 5783 from the time Adam and Eve were born, but the 6 days of creation could be millions of years. Or some point out a more mystical concept that this is the seventh world of a 7-year cycle. Like dinosaurs, where do they find dinosaurs from? So that's from a previous world. They were buried. So when you dig them up, you find them. But this world we're in right now, the one where we have human beings and everyone else, that's 57. So either there's a different ways to answering, but we're in the year 5783. And another thing is, in Judaism, the day begins at night. I mean, the sun comes out in the morning, but let's say legally speaking, if you're, let's say, in secular world, let's say if you're writing, you're buying a house, you're signing some legal document. So if it's before 12 o'clock tonight, 11:59, you write today's date. But if you're signing the document at 12:01, you write tomorrow's date. So for secular society, the cutoff point is 12 o'clock midnight. In Judaism, the cutoff is nightfall, whenever it gets dark out, that's when. So let's say when you get married, you write a legal document. So if you're getting married during the day, I'll put today's date. But if I'm getting married at night, I'll put tomorrow's date. So but that applies every night, every day. But let's say that's why all Jewish holidays begin at night. So let's say if you're working on a Saturday, I don't know what your schedule is, but so the Sabbath begins Friday night, but it also ends Saturday night. The day always begins, because it says in the Bible, in Genesis, and it was evening and it was day, one day. So we know evening comes first. So that's why night is the beginning of the day. That's Rosh Hashanah. So we have so far. We said there's the solar calendar and the lunar calendar. We basically follow a lunar calendar, but we also have a solar correction. 7 times every 19 years, we add another month, and that's because our Jewish holidays have to happen in the season, and we have Passover in the spring, Then we have 7 weeks later, we have Shavuos, when the Bible is given. In the fall time, we have Sukkot. We eat out in the huts to remember the 40 years. And then we have the Jewish New Year and the 10 days of repentance, Yom Kippur. That's 10 days after. That's when, that's the Jewish New Year, when Adam and Eve were created. And therefore, the, we have the 10 days of trying to become better and then hopefully, you know, have a good year. And then there are later, there are holidays that were added later on, post-biblical, rabbinical. Let's say, I don't know if you might have heard of Hanukkah or not. Hanukkah and Purim, those were later on. And we have very contemporary ones that really added on. One's not a holiday, one's a sad day. One is Holocaust Remembrance Day. That when 6 million Jews were killed in Europe in the 1940s, so we have a day where we remember all the memories, and then we have some happy days. In 1948, we got this Israel. We got thousands of years ago. God gave it to Abraham, and to us to Joshua. But then we no longer had the state of Israel until we got it back in 1948. So on that day, we celebrate. And also when we got back Jerusalem in 1967, those are more contemporary. So those are a couple of